The Spotlight. It's a radio show where volunteers share stories of inspiration, share their journey, express their feelings, and tell us all about those who have touched their lives. And we play their favorite music. It is The Spotlight with Lebo, Fridays 2 to 3 p.m. on Radio Mariah.
Oh, yes, a very good afternoon. It's just coming up to 20 minutes past 2 p.m. And welcome to The Spotlight program with me, Irene Lasso. This is a show, like you heard there, where volunteers share their stories of inspiration and share their favorite music. This week, The Spotlight is coming to you live from Radio Mirror Studios in Juba to mark the International Volunteer Day, which was marked on the 5th of December. And this happens each year since 1985. And because of this, we'll be doing things slightly different. We have two guests in the studio with us, the UNV Country Coordinator for South Sudan, supporting UN agencies, fans and program, Dominic Kenyi, and Aurelio Otario, and the Youth and Volunteer Development Officer for the South Sudan Red Cross with us here. But anyway, we have Mien Matthew. Well, you can also have an opportunity to interact with us. You can send us an SMS on 0912-177-141 if you want to know more about volunteerism as a South Sudanese listening to us. And also later on, I will open up my lines on 0929-686-297. But for now, Dominic and Kenyi, welcome to The Spotlight.
Thank you very much.
Yes, I will
Thank
start.
You very much.
Yes, I will start with you, Dominic. I mean, you work as a UNV country coordinator for South Sudan, supporting all UN agencies and funds. What value do you think volunteers bring to South Sudan?
Thank you very much, Irene, and our listeners out there. Of course, there are quite many things that volunteers bring, regardless of the areas of expertise or what they do on day-to-day on the assignment. But basically what we're trying to do here with the agencies is that we want to be part of the development agenda in the country to build peace and also to build the country. So of course we also have things like volunteer go out to interact with communities, whether they teach communities or whether they go out to mingle, let's say, with children. And these are all some value really that volunteers are bringing on board to South Sudan.
Right. So what drives people like you, the volunteers?
Well, it differs from one person to another. There are those who want really to give to community or to give back to community, which is very important. And there are those who also feels that maybe through volunteerism they will be able to contribute to the global development agenda. And of course, these are some of the things which I see out there. But also there are those who think that the volunteerism can be a stepping stone for them in their career. Of course, you start as a volunteer, but of course we also say that you should be able to go beyond being volunteer.
Right, and you say it is a stepping stone. Does that mean for you to be a volunteer, you don't need to necessarily have, experience?
Well, there are quite a number of volunteer modality. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's important just to mention here that we have about seven or so, but we have what we call a specialist modality. This means that we have internationals who have not minimum of 3 and more years of experience, and they have master's degree or they have a bachelor degree. Mm-hmm. Then we have national. For our nationals, we have also somebody with a bachelor degree and with 3 or more years of experience. And then we have experts modality. This expert modality, basically, these are UN retirees, people who have served for over 65 years. So you can imagine how many years of experience they do have.
Right.
Then we have those without experience totally, in case of UNV, is what we call youth volunteers modality. We have university modality. These are people, obviously, they have zero experience.
Right.
So those are the modality we have.
So there's actually space for people without experience.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And for us, we really want to have this, because we need to build a cadre. We need to be a caliber that could continue with the work of the UN.
Right.
Obviously, you have to observe people with no experience. Uh-huh. You train, you mentor, and uh-huh. prepare them for the work ahead.
Yes. Well, Dominic, thank you. Matthew will come shortly to you, but still exhausting some questions I have for Dominic. So, Dominic, what is important about volunteerism? Or why is it important to volunteer?
If you look at the history of our country, or South Sudan, or elsewhere, you will notice that people actually volunteer. Mm. It's like something born in our blood veins.
Right.
Because if your neighbor house is burning, there's no reason for you not to to come and help.
So we have volunteered at some point in our life without knowing.
Without knowing, absolutely. Right. So it's something God gave us, and I think that's why everybody wants to give back.
Uh-huh.
At some point when you feel that I need to give back to community. Obviously, you have the space to come either through UNV program,
right,
or maybe other means of volunteerism, because we also do have some organizations which are, doing the same stuff.
Right. Mm. Well, the one at home where we help out our neighbor without expectation, I mean, there is no expectation. So with now this one, you being employed, are there any expectations?
I think the first question really is maybe if you want to volunteer, really ask why do I want to volunteer?
Mm.
Because the obvious thing is that there is no expectations.
Right.
You don't expect anything. But in case of UN volunteer program, we give what we call allowances.
Okay.
And this allowance is basically to help you, to support you, to things like transport or upkeeping for the period that you are volunteering.
Right.
So that is not salary; it is allowance.
Right.
We call it allowance.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Dominic. I'll come back to you, Matthew.
Yes, sir.
You are a youth and volunteer development officer for the South Sudan Red Cross. Am I right?
Confirm.
Yes. How does someone become a volunteer there?
Well, thank you, Irene, for having us this afternoon.
Mm.
And to all the listeners, like Irene said, my name is Mien Matthew. I'm the Youth and Volunteer Development Officer for the South Sudan Red Cross. Well, the South Sudan Red Cross is a national society. It's not like any other organization that is existing within.
Mm.
But it's humanitarian-based, and it's wholly based on volunteerism.
Right.
We have, of course, it came into effect after independence through an act of parliament. So we are a national society. We are recognized by ICRC, and we are members of the International Federation of the Red Cross.
Mm.
To become a volunteer for the South Sudan Red Cross is quite easy because the Red Cross anywhere in the world does not discriminate on any ground, either social, racial,
or religion.
Any member, anybody can become a volunteer. We have 21 branches across the country, 10 states and 3 administrative areas. You can walk into any of our branches. You can go to Awil, Malakal, Wau, and say, well, I'm interested to become a volunteer.
Mm.
The needs and the requirements for you to become a volunteer, simple. You'll be given a form, you register the form, give your details, that is, and a few other things that you'll be required. But there are no charges at all.
Mm.
It's zero charges. You just become a volunteer.
Right. You make it sound easy, like how you walk into an office and say, you know what, I'm ready, and then the next day you're on board.
Mm.
However, we have received some disparaging comments on social media by some young people who say despite them sending multiple applications, they still don't get selected. So just take us through the process.
Well, we have policies and guidelines that determine the process of becoming a volunteer for the South Sudan Red Cross.
Mm.
And like I mentioned, in all our branches which are active, we have, as per now, we have 18,000 and growing volunteers across the country.
Right.
These, and the majority of these volunteers are young people. And like I said, we do not recruit basing on age or gender. We recruit everybody who can be able to serve their community and who is willing. As long as you're able and you're willing.
Uh-huh.
The key word is will, will to serve.
Okay.
So we understand that, and it's not like every day we find the concerns you're raising, which are genuine, of course.
Right.
But we understand that the frustrations people go through to get into systems are sometimes hard. And it takes time for you to enter any system because of the existing laws and policies there. It's not like you want to join a SAP and then it's done.
Right.
No.
Right.
You have to leave your details there, and then there's a day you will be called for other interviews, uh-huh. and then there's a process of training. For us, we have a 6 mandatory course that you have to undergo before you become a volunteer.
Before you qualify.
Yes, before you qualify. Then you are given an ID that shows now you are a volunteer for the South Sudan Red Cross in this branch.
Right.
So we know young people... are always in a rush to get things done because they are energetic and they want things done now, not tomorrow. But systems are different. But the South Sudan Red Cross does not make it hard for people to become volunteers. It's easy. They are not stringent rules or regulations that you have to do this, you pass through a third party. Those things don't exist because simply the Red Cross, the South Sudan Red Cross, is for the people. We have an auxiliary role that is a helping role. Mm-hmm. We'll bridge the gap between the people and the government and any other service. So the Red Cross is for the people, right. regardless of who you are.
Right.
So there are no bureaucratic processes. It's not there.
So what advice do you have for those who are at the brink of giving up?
Well, in life, things are not easy. But what I can say is, there is no need for you to stay around, and there is nothing basically you're doing in terms of trying to elevate your life, trying to get new skills, or trying to empower yourself. Mm. The Red Cross or any other organization that is volunteer-based is there, and most especially for the Red Cross, we empower young people. We empower volunteers. We train them. We give them skills. And we always say jokingly that if you join the Red Cross and you cannot learn anything, you can't land anywhere else.
Right.
Yeah, because we're always there to train. And we train and we train and we empower young people everywhere. We empower communities, elderly people, mothers, women, on a variety of areas. Yeah. So there's no need to give up. The opportunities are there. You just need to go a little step, a bit to go and get it.
Right.
Yeah. Nothing comes to your door.
Yeah, true. Nothing comes on a silver plate. You have to chase for it. Yes, Dominic, I can see you're itching. What's up?
No, I just want to add a little bit on the UNV side. It's true that many people applied or want to become a volunteer, but it's quite, sometimes it's, obviously they don't make it. But I just want to give a little bit of tips, but also to tell our listeners how to become a volunteer. Now, in case of UNV, it's quite easy to become a volunteer. We have what we call UVP or Unified Volunteer Platform, and I can give the site is just like app.unv.org. If you look to this website, you should be able to, in the page, you should be able to see how to log in, because for us, the first step is create a profile.
So what's that website again?
App. It's like app.
Lower caps, eh?
Yeah.
Dot?
UNV.org.
Okay. I hope you got it there if you're listening and following up.
Yeah.
Yes.
The first, because we want you to create your profile. And by profile, I mean your CV, actually, where you can create using your email address and put a password. So you create. And importantly, you need to have your CV just handy. Maybe if you are using computer, you need to have it, because it's just get at best.
Your name, soft copy, yeah.
You know, basic things like your name, your education, your experience, and so on, your reference. That is number one. Once you have that, now you can access all our assignments, not only in for South Sudan, but also globally. You'll be able to see assignment elsewhere, and you should be able to go to the assignment and apply. You just need... Often people don't get maybe opportunity to be... because for us, like the process is that once you apply it, we have a recruiters who are based in Nairobi and based in headquarters in Bonn, Germany. So people will look at their CVs. Of course, this is... we have artificial port AI, artificial port systems, meaning that people don't really look at their CV, but the robot does the job.
Yeah.
Now, that is where the issue is. Not every CV is for every assignment.
Okay.
This means that you need to really look at the CV or the assignment itself. What are the competencies that are required? Because this is very important for UN.
And you should apply basing on those.
Yeah, the competencies and the skills required. If the assignment is about medical doctor, for example, you might be, you need to know the language of doctors talks.
Yeah.
You need to look at the assignment. Don't rush. You can't use one CV for every assignment. That is impossible, because a robot will just even if you have the best
so
certificate.
So the robot looks out for keywords.
Keywords.
Based on,
so
yeah.
Please, in your application, in your CV, if you really want to apply for any job, revisit, because you have option to update your CV. Uh-huh. Put those words, because those words are used, you know, in the system for mm-hmm. robots to look for who match the right, you know
right.
the basic things.
Right.
That's on the for those who have not. But also I want to say, don't get tired. Mm. Keep on applying. Keep on applying. So if today you don't get it, try again.
Mm.
And don't rush. You know, like Mayen said, people will always want to rush.
Yeah.
Take time. Don't wait until when the closing is there, then you want to apply. Take
right,
time.
Right.
Read. If it is about reading it, read it again and again and make sure it's properly.
You understand it.
Yeah, you understand it.
Mm.
I think that's and bear in mind whatever you provide in a CV is what we're looking at.
Okay.
Yeah. And right. Be very honest to what you have.
Yes. Yes, Marcus.
Yes, Irene, and also just to add, you see, volunteering is an important aspect of socialization and communal belonging.
Mm.
Knowing that as South Sudanese we are communal in that we belong to societies and to communities, mm. and we're always trying to be part and parcel of what our communities give us as we give back.
Right.
And it is in this sense that the South Sudan Red Cross, in any project or program, it aspires to allow the community to own the process.
Right.
So in any of our branches where we have projects that are active, it is the community that is an expert mm. of its own problems.
Of course.
They give us the solutions,
mm.
and this is what we provide, and then we allow them to implement the process.
Right.
And this implementation is not done by some people from somewhere else.
Mm.
It's the community
so you get
itself providing volunteers.
Solutions.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. So
okay.
all these volunteers we have are from communities.
Mm.
Young people from their own communities providing services to their community.
All right.
As is to enable them. Yes.
That was very insightful. Thank you so much. Well, on the show, we usually ask for your favorite songs. I'll start with you, Dominic. What is your favorite song that you like to share with us?
I think my, you know, sung by Tyros, mm. and I think The Way You Are.
Okay.
And I dedicated it all to young people out there. And yeah,
all
I
right.
I like it.
Okay, Just The Way You Are it is. We'll be right back.
She wants to be like them people on TV. She wants to look like them girls in the magazine. She got big dreams. She see herself on the big screen. She asks, do you love me? I say, you're just right. Absolutely, I love you just the way you are, girl. You don't have to change. You don't have to do a thing. No, just the way you are, girl. Put on a powder if you take off a bone. Ooh, just the way you are, girl. Wake up with no makeup, we not break up. Just the way you are, girl. In my eyes, you're a star, girl. Hey, she fit me, and she give me love plenty. Yeah, she authentic. This are the real thing, this are the plastic. See, I got big plans. Are you flipping my wife or not your husband? What is it you like about me? Mr. Woman, you're not fit, change nothing. I love you just the way you are, girl. You don't have to change, you don't have to do a thing. No, just the way you are, girl. If you put on a bone or if you take off a bone, babe, just the way you are, girl. Wake up with no makeup, we not break up. Just the way you are, girl. And in my eyes, you're a star, girl. So classy, with the brains and the body of a champion. She a my Miss World, me a the Mr. Man. And she brother than a Kardashian. Me even watch TV. In a me heart, me have a beauty queen. No man no lucky like me.
Oh yes, beautiful sounds of Terrace Riley, just the way you are. I hope you're enjoying it, and welcome on board. This is a Spotlight program, and today is quite special. We are coming live from the Radio Miraya studio here, 101 FM, and this is in honor of the International Volunteers Day that was commemorated on the 5th of December. Well, with me in the studio is a UNV country coordinator for South Sudan, supporting UN agencies, funds, and that is Dominic Kenyi. Aurelio Otario, and the Youth and Volunteer Development Officer for the South Sudan Red Cross, Mien Matthew. Yes, we were still discussing. Now, Dominic, what's the most understood thing about volunteering or volunteerism?
If I got it right, misunderstood.
Yeah, any myths about volunteerism? Yeah.
I think there are a couple of them, and I always tell my volunteers when I do inductions to them. Obviously, people misunderstood. People thought being a volunteer meaning that it's like you don't have skills, you are not qualified, which is totally wrong.
Or you don't have a job.
You don't have a job. It's like it's like the last resort. But I can tell you that is not the case. We have about 437 volunteers currently serving in South Sudan, and including the mission, the UN missions. And I can tell you, and all these 400 plus volunteers in our country, including our national colleagues, so South Sudanese, these are specialists. We have doctors, we have engineers, we have project coordinators, and you name them, all kind of job family. And there is only one thing in common they have. Everybody wants to give back. Everyone wants to contribute to the work of the United Nations, to contribute to peace and development. That's that's what happens. And sometimes some people thought, you know, not only that, that you have nothing to do, but they think maybe by being volunteer, it's like you're trying to seek a job in the UN, you know, which is not correct.
But is that a bad thing?
Because there is no expectation. For example, there's no expectation for you become a regular UN staff.
Okay.
But of course, it gives you opportunity to become.
To get into the system.
To get into the system if you,
Yeah, right. Thank you. Matthew, would you like to add anything on the misconceptions?
Yeah, well there are always misconceptions about anything in life.
Right.
Yeah. And volunteerism is not spared in this. You know, growing up, I grew up in the refugee camp in Kakuma. And back then, when they used to say, you are a volunteer, people used to make fun of stuff. Because they think, you're doing this thing for free, completely free.
Right.
Of course, the idea of volunteerism is willful service.
Right.
Willful service. And for us, the stereotype is you're not doing it entirely for free, especially for the South Sudan Red Cross. Number one, you're serving your community.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, you are gaining insights to things you would not be taught in school.
True.
Yeah, you're getting skills, you're getting trainings and empowerment opportunities, and even international visits. Mm-hmm. We have volunteers who actually travel through my unit to go to European countries and even within Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an opportunity. It's not for free entirely.
So there's exposure.
To it, yes.
Yes, Matthew, these are questions we ask normally on the Spotlight Show. What survival skills do you need that could be valuable to anyone aspiring to becoming a volunteer?
Well, to become a volunteer, especially for us, we've said the process is simple.
Mm.
And we always encourage that if you have skills in any in any area, if you are a doctor, an engineer, you are encouraged to become a volunteer. Even a farm, you know, a company could register as a volunteer for with the South Sudan, a corporate volunteer offering pro bono free services. Mm. Yes, well, to become a volunteer, of course, you need to touch base with the community. You need to have communication skills. You need to be compassionate. You need to be understanding.
Mm.
And the basic human aspects for you to become a volunteer. You don't need to be a doctor and say, to become a volunteer is not for me.
I mean, some people say it's belittling, just like you say.
Yeah, sure.
Right.
Yeah, but it's important for you to give back.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one way of doing so.
Right. Thank you so much. Now, describe, I know you were a national, and well, with the conversations that I have with the international staff, it is typical of me to ask what their relation, relationship is with their community. But of course, I don't want to skip it for you, the national. So is it automatic that your relationship with the communities you serve is good, or there are challenges when it comes to that?
Well, also to note that nothing in life doesn't have challenges, and building relations take time, and it takes a lot of convincing. And some communities are not used to change, and they want to maintain their status quo, and our services or projects bring radical change sometimes, especially on women empowerment. So some communities don't want that, but generally for us in the Red Cross is, like I say, it's a homegrown national society. It's for the people, and the people own the process, the people own the projects, they own implementations and activities. So our relations with all the communities from where we come from, where we have bases and units and branches, it's excellent. It's extremely good.
Sounds good. Do you share the same sentiments, Dominic?
Well, maybe let me start a little bit from where you asked earlier on the survival skills. And UN volunteers, of course, like I mentioned earlier, we have international, we have nationals. And for my national UNVs, usually I advise them that, you know, when you leave your home, you leave everybody, your loved ones, and you decided to come to South Sudan as a hot duty station, sometimes you feel that gap. And we always say that try to create for yourself a comfort zone. What I mean is that you can cook. If you like cooking, you can cook your favorite food, for example. You know, it makes you very close to home.
Yeah.
You can even have a close, maybe music, or maybe videos, things which can bring you close. But also we have what we call peer-to-peer support, meaning that if I'm from Uganda and I know there are Ugandans here, you know, linking
try
you
to
up,
reach out.
Reach out to this community, and you're able to, you feel like at home. And that's what we advise always to our, but if you feel like you also want to go out, I mean, you can hang out.
Why
for
not?
Yeah, of course, we hang out. The whole idea is that to bridge you with your home. Now, on the, on the community side, obviously, we have very, very little, but I just want to mention being national also is that we are part of the community. There's no way that you cannot be
embracing
the community. And one of the things which I'm trying to encourage volunteers out there is that sometimes we do visit some orphanage centers, like in Juba. We go there with volunteers. I mean, it's part of, like, we feel that we need to be very close to the community.
Okay.
And also, just to say, I feel our communities actually even more than own the process that we have, the services we offer. Because if, for example, in a branch like Mywood, which is Zofa, we have volunteers there, community members, who willingly offer to construct their own structures without necessarily requiring financial or material support from here at the headquarters in Juba. So our volunteers own everything because they come from these communities. They have, you know, ascribing membership to the Red Cross does not take your community away from you. So they come from these same communities, and they're building these things for them. So when we have a project and then we face out, the community owns the project.
Sounds good. Matthew Chetan, what is your favorite song?
Well, thank you. My favorite song, which I listen to all the time, especially when I have stress, is Redemption Song by Nesta Robert Marley.
Okay, here we are. We'll be right back.
Old pirates, yes, they rabbi, sold I to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit, but my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. practicing these songs of freedom, 'cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs, redemption songs. Yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Oh, have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop at the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Yes, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs. All I ever have, redemption songs. These songs of freedom, songs of freedom.
Oh yes, beautiful sounds of Bob Marley, Redemption Song, bring us to 9 minutes to the top of the hour of 3 a.m. The news summary will be coming up next, but you're listening to the Spotlight program. And today we are broadcasting live from our studio here in Juba to mark the International Volunteer Day, which is celebrated each year on the 5th of December. And this has been happening since 1985. Well, we have been discussing about volunteerism with the UNV Country Coordinator for South Sudan Supporting UN Agencies Funds and Program, that is Dominic Kenyi Aurelio Tario, and the Youth and Volunteer Development Officer for the South Sudan Red Cross, Mian Matthew. So it's just 8 minutes. I'm afraid we may not be able to take up calls, but we will be reading out some of your messages. Yes, there's a message here. I know, gentlemen, you explained this, but for some reason it was brought back. So this is Chan Chan from Kwajok. He says, my question is, if somebody wants to apply for the RCSS without work experience, is it possible? And the other one comes from La Jordiu Guy from Bentiu. Where can I report myself to become a UN volunteer in this country? He sounds like he's a criminal and he has to report himself. But I hope you understand what he's saying. Where can I report myself to become a UN volunteer in this country? And thank you. Yeah, so you can answer. Dominic can answer the first one and Matthew will answer the second one.
I think let me ask the Lajo directly. Yeah, wherever you are, if you are able to access, if you have access to internet, obviously you will be able to become a UNV.
So you're answering the second question.
Yeah, the second question. Mm. Because the first thing you need to do is just, like I said earlier, you need to create a profile.
Right.
And this profile should be created on unv.org.
Maybe spell the word app.
App is app.unv.org. Once you open up this page, you should be able to say registered as a volunteer. Mm. And you click on that, it takes you to the steps to fill in your laptops.
Right.
Now, I understand that in the States, obviously we have issues of infrastructures, internet and so on. It's quite not easy for anybody to have access to that. If you were to be in Juba, obviously I will invite you. I said, come over to us in our offices in UNDP country office. Come, we will be able to assist you with internet so that you create. Mm-hmm. Obviously, but first you need to do that. That is step number one.
All right. So just in case he was in Juba or anyone who's in Juba who might catch your statement, how do they access the UNDP office? I mean, it's very hard for anyone to access a UN compound.
Yes. Sure.
That's correct. I mean, the first thing is, first, you need to have your passport or your national ID. Come over to UNDP and ask for UNV. We are very open. You ask for my colleague, Michael Panchold. He's not here. Mm. If you can even ask for me, Dominic. I want to see UNV. They will call us and we will invite you. Yeah. Okay. So what you need to have, just carry your, but importantly, you need to have your information handy, meaning that you have your CV. Maybe the challenge you have is internet. We will help you with that, with the internet.
All right. Yeah. Yes, because of time, the next question, Matthew.
Well, thank you. We had a question from Kwajok, from one of our colleagues, Chan Chan. Well, in Kwajok, for the South Sudan Red Cross, we have an active branch. And in fact, it's one of the strongest branches that we have among the other 21, which is properly supported. And we have it in Kwajok town. So it's easy to access the compound. And we have colleagues there who can register you to become a volunteer and engage you on programs and activities that are there.
All right. Yes. Well, that brings us to the end of the program. Dominic and Matthew, thank you so much for your time. This has been a special edition of the Spotlight program, Chan Chan and La Georgie Guy. I hope your questions have been answered. We've been talking about the UNV with the UNV country coordinator for South. Now, we have been talking to, that is Dominic Kenyi, Aurelia Otario, and the Youth and Volunteer Development Officer for the South Sudan Red Cross, Mian Matthew. We hope we've encouraged you enough to consider volunteering wherever you are. I'll leave you with my own special song. This doesn't happen always, but it's from Kirk Franklin, Smile. Bye-bye for now. Catch me again next week as we do another edition of The Spotlight. Coming up is a new summary.
Bye-bye.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds and it's dark in my heart and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day, but where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
I'll be honest with you,
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over,
I smile. Even though I hurt, see I smile. I know God is working, so I smile. Even though I've been here for a while,
what you do?
I smile.
Come on,
smile. To look up when you get down, sure would hate to see you give up now.
God's people,
you look so much better when you smile. So smile.
Now every day ain't gonna be perfect, but it still don't mean today don't have purpose. Come on.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds and it's dark in my heart and it feels like a cold night.
It ain't easy, bud.
Today's a new day, but tell me, where are my blue skies?
Where is that love, y'all?
Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
The truth is,
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain.
That Holy Ghost power, y'all,
fell from heaven like a shower down.
Now I know we've been hurt, y'all, but still, come on.
Even though I hurt, see I smile.
Y'all feel that?
I know God is working, so I smile. Even though I've been here for a while,
still
I smile.
Hallelujah.
Smile. It's so hard to look up when you're down. Sure would hate to see you give up now.
God's people,
you look so much better when you smile.
Let's go.
Smile for me. Can you just smile for me?
Whatever you're in right now,
smile for me.
Smile.
Can you just smile for me?
And my people say,
oh, 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 you look so much better when you're home.
You praying?
You look so much better when you're
home. Look in the mirror.
You look so much better when you're
home. Always remember.
You look so much better when you're smiling.
Come on.
I almost gave up.
I almost gave up.
That I can't explain.
But that Holy Ghost power, y'all.
Fell from heaven.
Came down from heaven. Hardships, difficulties.
Right now.
Tears, storms. This is what I do. Boy, that feels good.
I know God is working, so I smile.
All things are working.
Even though I'm in it for a while,
still
I smile, smile.
Hallelujah.
So hard to look up when you've been down.
I know it's hard right now.
Sure would hate to see you give up now.
Because you're